Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
No matter what may come my way.
going. His grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.
Amen. The song said, no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, my life is in your hands. Glory to God. Aren't we thankful this morning? Hallelujah. On this Sabbath day that our lives is in God's hands, that he is in control. Hallelujah. And he says in the book of Jeremiah that he knows the plans that he has for our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we praise God on this morning. We magnify him. We glorify him. We want to welcome everybody to Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Headed up by my brother in Christ, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Hallelujah. And he will be bringing forth the Sabbath day bread on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, let's get it started by going to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for you being in the midst, for you being in our presence, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want to ask that your Holy Spirit flow freely, Lord. And we praise you in advance for everything that you're about to say and everything that you're about to do. And, Lord, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify you. We lift you up for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you for it. Lord, we love you on today. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on today. And, Lord, once again, we love you. And we appreciate you. Lord, we adore you. There's no God like you, none besides you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. Hallelujah. And we submit to your glory. We submit to your presence, to your reverence on today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, we give God the glory. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. We magnify him. We lift him up. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. To be praised on this morning. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. The Sabbath Day Prophetic Service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And my brother in Christ will be coming forth in just a few minutes, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's open up with our scripture on today. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. Praise God. I want you to look at verse 2. Praise God, just real quick. Hallelujah. It says, serve the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness. Praise God, hallelujah. Serve the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness. Amen. And a lot of times we look at serving the Lord as, you know, what we do when we come to the building, or what we do, hallelujah, inside hallelujah, of the whatever ministry we have. Praise God. Amen. If you're on the usher board, you're in the choir, the deacon board, hallelujah, the minister, glory to God. Hallelujah. We look at that, amen, as hallelujah, our service to the Lord, and it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what happens, amen, when church service is over with? Glory to God, hallelujah. What happens when the doors on the building are closed and everybody's, hallelujah, living their lives, praise God, outside of the building? Praise God, hallelujah. Are we serving the Lord, hallelujah, outside of the building? Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, what do you mean, glory to God, hallelujah? Do we do the things that God tells us to do outside of the building? Praise God, hallelujah. You may, hallelujah, do your usher board thing on the inside. Hallelujah, amen. You may do your deacon thing on the inside. Praise God, your choir thing. Hallelujah, on the inside. But what are you doing on the outside? You pay your tithes and give your offering on the inside, but what are you doing on the outside? Glory to God, hallelujah. And even when you're working on the inside, are you serving Him with gladness? Are you happy to be doing what you're doing? Everybody that's been to a church, when you like that person, should not be on the usher board. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They don't need to be doing nothing with customer service at all. I don't know who told them, praise God, that they could be on the usher board. Praise God. Hallelujah. They serving the Lord in the building. And they not even glad to be doing what they're doing in the building. So imagine what they're doing outside of the building. Praise God, hallelujah. Are they giving to the needy? Are they helping the widows? Are they helping the poor? Glory to God, hallelujah. Are they giving the word, even if you ain't got the finances? Praise God, amen, the means to help nobody that way. Hallelujah, amen. Peter said, gold and silver I don't have. But what I have, I'm going to give to you. I'm going to give it to you a word. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you doing, hallelujah, amen, in His service outside of the building? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you happy to do it? Are you glad to serve God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's more than just what you do inside of the four walls. Glory to God, when you come outside of them walls, glory to God, you are a representation of God. Hallelujah, praise God. You are a walking, hallelujah, representation of God. Glory to God, so you should be serving Him the way He told you to serve Him. Praise God, hallelujah. When you see your brother hungry, give him something to eat. Glory to God. When you see your brother thirsty, give him something to drink. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know your brother locked up. Y'all was down when y'all was on the block together. Glory to God. At least write him a letter. Throw something on his books. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Serve the Lord outside of the wall. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God with gladness. Praise God. Then he said, come before His presence, hallelujah, with some singing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. We got to check our attitude. Praise God. When we come before the throne, our attitude ain't right. We ain't serving Him with the right attitude, and we ain't, hallelujah, in the building with the right attitude. We just all wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah, praise God. And that's why, hallelujah, I believe, amen, we should have what I call an attitude of gratitude. When you begin to show God that you're grateful for what He's already done, glory to God, He will begin to do more. See, He ain't doing no more because He don't see your appreciation for what He's already done. Glory to God, when you begin to show God, hallelujah, the appreciation for what He's already done, then He will open up and begin to do more. I ain't going to do more for somebody that don't appreciate what He already got. I ain't going to give more to somebody that don't appreciate what He already has. I ain't going to do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, when you begin to show God that you appreciate Him, hallelujah, that you see that He was with you every step of the way, that you understand that all things are working, hallelujah, out to your good, hallelujah, because you love God. Praise God on today. Praise God. When you begin to do that, hallelujah, everything will begin to open up for you. When you begin to show your appreciation, hallelujah, and change your attitude, praise God, about your life and about how God has been present every step. Hallelujah. of the way. Praise God. If you're just not joining us, we thank you. Hallelujah for joining us on today. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. Our Seventh-day service. Praise God. Featuring, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. And if you're just not tuning in, praise God, you may be late, praise God, but you tuned in just in time to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And bringing forth, hallelujah, the word of God on today is my brother in Christ, praise God, the leader, hallelujah, the pastor, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, hallelujah, which is based, hallelujah, out of California, Los Angeles, to be exact. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. I am talking about none other than our very own, praise God, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you are right now, come on and magnify the Lord right now. Come on and give him the glory. Hallelujah. Come on and give him the fruit of our lips. Come on and give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. For he is so worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the glory. Glory to God. Because didn't nobody do it but him. Come on here, somebody. Didn't nobody wake us up this morning but him. Amen. He is in him. We live and move and have our being. So somebody, amen, take like about 5 seconds right now, wherever you are right now. And just begin to give God praise, hallelujah. Come on and give God the glory right now. Come on, clap those hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes,
we magnify the Lord on this morning, glory to God. We glorify his name this morning, hallelujah. Amen. You know, life is a gift. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Just to be able to wake up this morning, glory to God, hallelujah, and be able to see another day, that's a blessing. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if he is back, glory to God, hey, don't you believe that he going to do everything else? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. It wasn't no alarm clock that woke you up this morning. It was a hand and the mercy and the love of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Give God the glory this morning, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, shout out to those so cold, tada basa. I feel the presence and power of the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. The Bible says, enter into his presence with what? Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Come on and be thankful unto him and bless what? His name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the Lord, what? Is good. Come on here, somebody. He is good. I might not have what I want, but I got everything I need. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And like the Holy Ghost was saying through Elder earlier, amen, if we praise him for where we at, amen, he would take us to where he wants us to go. Come on here, somebody. God has said, I'm just waiting on you to praise me for where you at. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that where you at is not permanent? Come on here, somebody. It's only temporary.
That's right.
Hey, I said it's only temporary. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
The house you in, it's only temporary. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Wherever you at, it's only temporary. But God said, if you can praise me for where you going, then you won't be where you at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who is that for? Come on here, somebody. Somebody can't praise God right now because you looking at where you at. God said, no, don't look at where you're looking. We're getting ready to take you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Here, somebody said, name, I'm praising for where I'm going, not for where I'm at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Praising for where I'm going, not for where I'm at.
Hey! Tell him again, say it's only temporary. Hallelujah.
It's only temporary.
It's only temporary.
Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
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 Give God some glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord on this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes,
Lord. Glory.
How many
hallelujah.
How many know that our praise is a victory praise? Our praise is a weapon.
Hallelujah.
Is a weapon.
Mm. Hallelujah.
And that's why the devil don't want us to praise God, because he know when we praise God, the Lord sent an ambush against the enemy.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Let me help you.
Hallelujah,
right,
glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Jehoshaphat. Yes. And the Lord said, send the praise singers, send the worship leaders first in the battle.
Yes.
And the Bible says when King Jehoshaphat sent the praise leaders and the worship leaders into the battle first, that God sent an ambush against the enemy.
Yes,
what are you
Lord.
Saying, Apostle? I'm saying
Lord.
This morning to your child of God, that when we praise God, God sends unexpected help.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Oh, you didn't catch what the Lord said just now. He said, if you want to set up an ambush against the enemy, then give me praise for what I'm about to do for you right now.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you want God to invade the enemy's camp, hallelujah. Come on and give him a victory praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm going to victory praise in the camp right now.
Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
I just want to encourage you right there. Amen. Glory to God, to give God a shout this morning, because God is on our side. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Amen. From another mother. Amen. I bless you this morning. Amen. Elder.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Bless you.
The prince of preachers, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. We thank God for him this morning and his wife this morning. And then we send out our peace and blessings to them, amen. And we cover them with prayer, amen. Because God is the God of all grace and mercy, amen. And he's the God of all comfort. Come on here, somebody. How many
amen.
Somebody
amen.
Like God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Can't nobody comfort us like God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we thank
amen.
God
amen.
On this morning. To all my fellowship. Amen. 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 To my beautiful wife. Amen. Hallelujah. And my first lady. Amen. I send out peace and blessings, and I shout you out this morning, honey. Amen. To all our beautiful kids. Amen. I shout you out as well. Amen. To my awesome fellowship. Amen. I shout you out this morning. Amen. And we give God the praise. And we give
hallelujah.
God
glory, glory.
The glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord.
Yes, sir. Somebody give God one more round of praise. Somebody give God one more shout of victory this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many know that there's a war going on?
Yes, it is.
There's a war going on in the natural, and there's a war going on in the spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is saying to us right now, we need to be in the spirit of prayer. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know it's praying time?
Yes, it is.
Let me say it again. How many of you know that is praying time right now?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Let me help you with something, child of God. If you ain't praying, you sleeping.
Come on.
And if you sleeping, then the devil is creeping all in your house.
Lord.
The blood of Jesus.
That's why the Lord is saying to us in this hour, stay awake, stay woke, stay in prayer. Because if you stay in prayer, you won't miss nothing. Come on here, somebody. We're trying to look to the news, and God says, I am the news. You need to get into prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that we ain't connected to the Lord line, that we're connected to the wrong line? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because can't nobody give us the information that we need but him. Come on here, somebody. Why would we want to stay in prayer and stay connected and stay hooked up to a God that know everything?
Amen.
How many of you believe this morning that God is omniscient?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. I said, how many of you believe that the God we serve is omniscient?
Amen.
That word omniscient means all-knowing. That means that there's nothing that he don't know. From past, present, to future, God know what? Everything.
Yes, he does.
How many know that we don't know everything? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And so God says the only way you gonna know is to what? Stay connected. So somebody praise God for your prayer life right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
If you don't have a prayer life right now, I don't know what to say, because you're going to miss everything that is really going on in both the natural realm and the spirit realm.
Yeah.
But how many know that God is saying in this hour, his elect, his chosen one, is not going to miss
us.
See, you got to be built for this. Everybody ain't built for this. Woo!
Amen.
Please, Holy Ghost. Everybody ain't built to take on what God has put on you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't see what the Holy Ghost just said. He said, the only reason why I've given you the assignment is because you built for this. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know when you built for something that you can do it naturally and other folk will be struggling with it? Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. The Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he that has begun a good work in you, he going to complete the work. Being confident of this very thing, that if God started the work, that... How many of you know that God don't start something and don't finish it? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Amen.
Tell somebody, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbors.
If my God starts something.
If my God starts something.
He going to finish it.
He going to finish it.
If you believe that, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
Come with me in the word right quickly, child of God. Amen. Come with me to Revelation chapter 6.
Revelation.
Chapter 6.
Revelation chapter 6.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. And we're going to begin our reading at verse 1. And glory to God. Hallelujah. God want to show us something. God want to show us something this morning. And I pray, amen, that we take heed to what the Lord is going to speak to us this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord God, thank you for your word this morning. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of your mouth. So we thank you this morning, God, that we need your word in order to live, God. You said, God, that your word would not return to you void, but accomplish that which you're sending out to do. So, Father, I ask you this morning, God, to let your word have preeminence, God. And, Lord, whatever your word, whatever the assignment of your word is this morning, thank you, Lord, for your word carrying out your assignment to the fullest degree of what you would want it to do. We thank you, God, that no hindrance, amen, that no delay, hallelujah, that no distraction will be able to come against your word. Thank you, Father. You said that heaven and earth, amen, will fade away before one jot or tittle of your word will fail. So we thank you this morning, God, that your word is a guaranteed word. We thank you this morning, God, and we give you the glory and the honor, hallelujah, and all the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Somebody
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
How many of you know right now, child of God, that God is about to bring down America to her knees? Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you can hear me this morning, but I'm speaking by the oracles of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
God is about to judge America.
Come on,
and she's about to go into a captivity that she's not coming out of.
Jesus.
Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
If you can hear me, shout hallelujah.
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 Now, God is saying to me to tell all of those that belong to him to come out of her.
Yes, Lord.
He's saying, come out of her right now. And he's saying, not only come out of her naturally, but come out of her spiritually, both natural and spiritually. So come out of her. So God is saying, whatever soul tie you have to America, you better cut it right now while you can. Because if we don't come out of her, God is saying the same destruction that's going to hit her is going to hit you too.
Jesus.
We got to understand how real this thing is, y'all. And so the Lord took me, the first place he took me to was Revelation chapter 6, said beginning at verse 1. So I'm going to begin at verse 1. And what the Lord says, and I saw when the Lamb opened the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise
of thunder. How many know that when you hear thunder, that that's God's talking? Hallelujah. That's
Amen.
The Lord talking. That's why old folks would tell us, when thunder roars, don't you move. We don't teach that no more now. We think we just walk around when it's thunder and lightning. No. That's God moving. That's God speaking. Be still. That's why people are getting struck by lightning. They don't understand. That's God moving. You don't move when God is moving. You be still. Even the Bible says, be still and know that I am what? God. Come on here, somebody. And then it says, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Verse 2, and I saw, this is John, and behold, a white horse. What color was he?
White.
Circle that right there.
White.
And he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and was given unto him, and he went forth conquering. And conquering means that he hadn't conquered anything yet. But that was his assignment. That's his assignment, is to conquer. It's to take over. Now I want you to keep that white horse in mind. Verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Now the first horse was white. This horse right here is red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Circle the red horse. So the white horse job is to conquer. The red horse job is to take peace from the earth and make people kill each other. And there was given him what? A great sword to do some killing. And then verse 3, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and behold, and lo, a black horse. Circle that black horse. And when he had sat on him, had a pair of balances in his hand. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Wow. So he's saying don't hurt the what? The oil and the wine. Hallelujah. Now, okay, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. So let's go to this fourth one. And when he had opened in verse 7 the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. In verse 8, and I looked and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, verse 9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So let's go back up to the first horse in verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. We got to get delivered from how we've been taught and programmed over here through the enemy giving us false information. Can I ask a question this morning? How many of us been taught that white is good? How many of us been taught? How many of us been taught that when something is white, that means that it's pure, it's good?
Yep.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. There's only a few that are testifying. Well, let me get into number two, because they tried to tell us that if you want something good, that it gotta be white. But how many of you know that white sugar, though it look good, it could kill you? Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
Okay, well, let me bring you a little further home. How many of you know that white flour ain't good for you?
Yeah.
How many of you know that white egg ain't good for you?
Amen.
How many know that white milk ain't good for you?
Amen.
But it don't stop us from what? Drinking it.
Amen.
It don't stop us from using white sugar, even though that's the sugar that's the most poisonous sugar. It's the white sugar. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, when you get sick, if the doctor tell you to stay away from things that are white, foods that are white, things that are... How many know when they bleed something that it turned white? White is not an original color. That they bleach it to that color. I'm going somewhere with this morning. I hope you're hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to tell us this morning. We done got hooked on white sugar through the system. And I ain't talking about just the white sugar in the spiritual. I'm talking about the white sugar in the natural and spiritually so. Because we believe the word of the people who the enemy is using to wipe us out. How many know that the only real voice is the voice of God? Come on, hear somebody. But isn't it funny that when the first horse John saw when he was in the spirit was a white horse? And he that sat on him had a bow. How many know that the bow is designed to kill? The bow is designed for war. Come on, hear somebody. And it says, and a crown was given unto him. And he that's and to conquer. So the assignment was to conquer and to conquer. How many of you know that when our Savior come back, he's coming on a white horse?
Man.
Oh, I can't hear nobody. But this horse gonna be different because this horse right here is designed for him to set on, and this horse is what a victory horse. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
I mean, you know,
glory, glory.
That he not coming back.
Glory, hallelujah.
As a defeated Savior. Amen. How many know that he not coming back as no lamb? Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. He not coming back as no lamb, y'all. He ain't already slayed the lamb, but when he returned, he's coming back as what? A lion. Hallelujah. A lion from the tribe of Judah. And how many know he's coming back with all power? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Power that he has is going to defeat the four horsemen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're going to get into that, too. It says, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. This red horse presents the European and how the devil is using him to wipe out the people. And power was given to him that set thereon to take peace from the earth. How many know that they're not happy with peace? They're not happy unless there's turmoil going on. They're not happy unless there's war going on. Come on here, somebody. See, we all hollering about peace, but there can't be no peace until the ones who are disrupting the peace is taken out of the earth. And how many know that that's going to happen when we come together in prayer and pray? Because the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.
How many of you know,
glory, glory.
How many know that,
hallelujah, glory,
that good and evil can't get along? How many know that good and evil cannot get along?
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise if you believe that.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory.
Let me ask you something,
beloved. Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
glory. I feel the anointing of God. Let me ask you something, beloved. Why do we keep trying to get along with people who are not built to get along with us?
That's what I'm saying. They all
looking
the same.
It's not in their nature to get along with us. We want peace, but our enemy don't want peace. And we trying to make somebody love us that is not in their nature to love us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the Bible says that it was given power to him that set upon to take peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. Why you think there's so much killing going on? Because of the red horse. How many of you remember me saying a while back that red is the color of negative energy? Hallelujah. And so The enemy has empowered them to do certain things. Come on here, somebody. So we shouldn't be surprised. What do the words say, beloved? That the enemy come to what? Steal, kill,
and destroy.
And destroy. How many know that his nature has not changed? Come on, here, somebody. His assignment is still the same. To steal, kill, and destroy. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
but now the
glory,
good news,
hallelujah, glory,
but now the good
glory,
news
glory,
is that even though the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, God's nature has not changed. He said, I come that you might have life.
And that morning, brother.
But see, the first step toward having life is to have the consciousness of who you are. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us is attached to the enemy because we're not conscious of who we are. Come on here, somebody. And so we're looking for an identity, but God says your identity is in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he's taking peace from the earth. And that's why there's so much killing going on right now. Every time you turn around, there's a killing. And that's because of what? The red horse. And so the European is setting up on that horse. Come on here, somebody. Why you think everybody can't get into politics? Why you think everybody can't get into the political house? Because the house is ran by demons. Come on, Yaba. And if you ain't willing to sell your soul, they're not going to let you in. Come on here, somebody. And even if you sell your soul, there's only a certain place that they will allow you to get into. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so he says, and there was given unto him a great sword. And the great sword was to kill as many of God's people as he can. How many know that the enemy is on a mission? Glory to God. Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and behold, and lo, a black horse. You know what that black horse represents? That black horse represents us. Because the blessing is going to be on us who have not sold out our identity as God's chosen people. Glory to God. Are y'all still hearing me this morning? See, God is saying for those who have not sold out our identity, that's going to become a blessing through us because God's anointing is still going to be on us. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances. Come on here, somebody. The balances represent the scale. So God is saying, I'm causing all of this destruction and my wrath to come to balance out the scales because you have been treated so unfairly. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory,
but
glory.
But notice that the balance is coming through the black horse. Come on here, somebody. How many of you are, glory to God, are familiar with a song that they had out? This song been a long time ago, but they still play it, some of them. And the song is called Don't Ride the White Horse. How many of you have heard that song before? Can y'all still hear me this morning?
Amen.
How many of you have heard this song, Don't Ride the White Horse? Come on here, somebody. They were saying that because when you ride that horse takes you straight to hell. That's a ride you don't want to get on. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. But the black horse in verse 5 is the horse that balances out the scales that are unbalanced and are unequal. Come on here, somebody. Everything has been unequal for us, but God says I'm finna balance everything out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then he says, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny. This going to come during the time of a famine. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we're in a famine right now? How many of you know that the famine is already in the land? But the Lord is saying, recognize the horsemen that are riding in the land, because this is the what, fulfillment of prophecy. Come on here, somebody. And so while the famine is going on, God has said, I'm going to bless y'all in the midst of this famine.
But he's
and he said, a measure of wheat for a penny. And 3 measures of barley for a penny. And seed, he says, and seed, that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. What did he mean by that? In other words, in this end time hour, you better have you some oil. And you better have me some wine. Come on here, somebody. The oil is symbolic of the anointing. Come on here, somebody. How many know the Bible says that there were 10 virgins? Hallelujah. 5 had oil and 5 didn't. Come on here, somebody. They didn't have no oil in their lamp. In other words, they didn't have no anointing. Come on here, somebody. And so this is the time you got to really hold on to your anointing. Oh, I wish somebody to stay with me in the spirit right now. God is saying in this hour, don't be found without oil. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell somebody to hold on to your oil. Come on here, somebody.
Hold on to your oil.
And the Bible says, see that thou hurt not. In other words, anybody that touched the oil, God's going to hold accountable. And the wine is symbolic of the joy of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that God can turn our water into wine? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Yes, he can.
It may be water right now, but I dare you to obey him and watch him turn the water into wine. Come on here, somebody. And in this last hour, in this last hour, people are going to be running out of wine. Come on here, somebody. In this last hour, beloved, people are not going to have no wine. Hallelujah. And they're going to be looking to us for wine. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord said, if I turn water to wine then, I can still turn water into wine now. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. I just heard the Lord say, child of God, he said, you're going to be able to get the good stuff for a little bit of nothing. Come on here, somebody. You're going to be able to get the good stuff for nothing. Come on here, somebody. He said, for a penny. Look at God. And that's because God said, that's my anointing that's doing this in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody clap your hands and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, now, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Then he says, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. So the pale horse are those who are in connection with the United States. Come on here, somebody. Those who are in connection with the Europeans, amen, to come against us. Come on here, somebody. And his name that said on him was what? Death and hell follow with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to show you something about this, beloved. And he says, no, his death was first. And then hell followed behind death. And he says, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
No, 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 I'm not ready. It's okay.
So this pale horse that is a part of the European nation come with death and hell with it. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
So for everyone that has been deceived by this government that has been put together by the kingdom of hell to kill all of those who belong to God. Come on here, somebody. But we got to pay attention to the horse. Because they riding on the horses. And these horses are spiritual. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, pay attention to the horses. In the spirit realm, in the natural realm, pay attention to the horses. Because everything that's happening right now is connected to the horses. Everything that you see that's happening in the natural is connected to the horses. Let me share something with you, beloved. How many of you know that before they put the Willie Lynch on us as a black people, that the first animal they tried the Willie Lynch system on was the horse. Did y'all know that?
No.
They had to break the horse first. They said, well, if it's this good with the horses, then let's use it on the blacks. You know what they did with the horse, beloved? The first thing
they did
with the horse was they took him out of his environment and put him in a place of isolation, of dependency upon them. They stopped him from being dependent upon nature and put him in a place of being dependent upon them. This is what they did with the horse. And after it worked with the horse, they said, let's do it to the black people. Let's do it to the African people. So we found a way to what? Enslave them. But how many of you know that we got to break free? And the only way to break free is that we got to become dependent upon God more than them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And we got to recognize what has been done to us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We talk about the horse, but we ain't in no better shape than the horse. Both of us is hungry. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And both of us need to get free.
Amen.
But we got to get free of our stinking thinking toward each other. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yep. We talking about the white man, but what about us and how we think about each other?
Yeah.
No, we got to allow God to deliver our mind so we can be able to love each other and come out of the program that they put us in. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. That's why I need to y'all laugh.
How many of you know that we can't come out of Babylon if we got Babylon in our veins? Come on here, somebody. And what I mean by that is that when we took the vaccine, those of us who took the vaccine, because we haven't taken it. Amen. Me and my family haven't taken it. Amen. Me and my fellowship haven't taken it. Glory to God. We know the voice of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
Lord. The Lord said, my sheep know my voice. Come on here, somebody. So how is it if we know the voice of God, we following a strange voice that we don't know? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. God says, if we stay prayerful, you going to know my voice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know it's Halloween, but don't get tricked and don't be no treat for nobody. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. He said the voice of a stranger, they would not follow. Come on here, somebody. And so he said death and hell is on the pale horse.
Come on, wait a minute.
But let me tell you the good news, beloved, of how to get free of the four horsemen that's riding around in the spirit realm. God has said to us this morning, we got to recognize something. Our Savior got up with what? What did the Lord get up with? When he got up out of the grave, what did our God get up with? He got up with what? All power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all too quiet on the set this morning. God got up with what? All power. How many of y'all believe that this morning?
Amen.
If you know your God got all power, come on, give him praise.
Hallelujah, glory,
come on
hallelujah,
and give God praise, hallelujah, to God up with all power. Come on here, somebody. Not some power, all power, glory to God. So if God got up with all power, then why are we acting like he don't got all power? Come on here, somebody.
Stop
up, my dude.
Why are we acting like he don't have what he have? Oh, I'm just asking a question this morning. Glory to God. Because when God has all power, that means his children got all power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many of you know what he got all power over? Come on here, somebody. He got all power over death. So that means death is subject to him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why you think death don't have no power over a believer?
Mm.
Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning.
Amen.
Death has no power over us, beloved.
Come on.
No, it don't.
The Bible says that we don't die. We sleep in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So the Lord said, why should we be fearful of something that he has given us power over? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't hear nobody praising the Lord
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Because him having all power give us all power over these four horsemen. Come on here, somebody.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
They're on assignment, but the Lord is on assignment too. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, my God got all power.
My God got all power.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to God this morning. Tell somebody like you mean and say, neighbor, my God got all power.
Yes,
come on,
my God got all power.
Yes, he do.
He got power over death. Come on here, somebody. He got power over hell. Come on here, somebody. He got power over the grave. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hey! If you believe that, come on and give God praise this morning. Go to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Shatodobosando. It's like we ain't worried about no vaccine. We ain't worried about what the devil doing. We just praise God for what he's doing. Why? Because he got all power. Come on here, somebody. And at the name of Yahshua, every knee shall bow, glory to God. And every tongue shall confess that he is what? Lord. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
If you got a soul tied to Babylon, you better cut it right now while you can. Because the wrath of God is about to fall. We only got two more months, and God's wrath is about to hit. And when God's wrath hit, let me tell you something. There ain't going to be no hiding place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better know, glory to God, in whom you have believed. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the church is not going to be able to save you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We run into the church for safety. But God said, ain't no safety in the church. Come on here, somebody. There's only safety in me. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory.
How many know that you better make sure that your church ain't tied to a 501c3? Because if you give it your tithe and offering to a church that's tied to the 501c3, then you are sowing, amen, to the Illuminati, amen, because they're the same organizations that is out to destroy anything that is of God. Come on here, somebody. And so the storehouse is their house, and it's been their house for a minute. Come on here, somebody. So you better find somebody who is not tied down to their house and sow into that man or woman of God, because we are tied into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of heaven, and God is our resource. Amen. God is our refuge and strength. Amen. Our boss is the Lord. Somebody give him a praise this morning.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Shanto, he's the only one that can turn it around. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
Let me tell you something. Praise God if you a black horse. I'm a black horse. Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost just said through me. Glory to God. I said I'm a black horse. If you're a black horse, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm a black horse.
Neighbor, I'm a black horse.
Hey, Santo Domo, cool y'all son, though. So you got to understand the meaning of black in order to be able to relate to what I'm saying right now. God is riding on the black people who have not sold out their birthright. God is saying, I'm riding, my glory is riding on you. Come on and give God a praise if you believe that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
You can say it's not about color all you want to. Amen. But you wait and see how this thing turn out. Glory to God. Amen. God got white people that know the truth. They got them, he got them confessing, glory to God, to us, who we
yes.
are and who they are. Come on here, somebody.
Yep.
And you better recognize, hallelujah, who you are, glory to God. Hold your head high, glory to God, because God is saying, this that's happening is to benefit us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
We've been talking about the wealth of the wicked, but how you say God go flip the wealth? Come on here, somebody. But if you scatter the wealth, God can't give it to you. And you only scatter the wealth because you don't know who you are. Come on here, somebody. And we hide behind a church title. Come on here, somebody. How many know that a church title can't save you in this hour? Come on here, somebody. You better know who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right. So true.
Oh, it done got quiet on the set. But don't worry. Amen. God still got his praises going up. Glory to God. We're going to be all right. We just got to recognize what's going on. Glory to God.
That's right. Pay attention.
Yes,
people talking about Putin. But how many know God got his hands on Putin? Come on here, somebody. That's why they
now.
Can't do nothing to him. Come on here, somebody. Oh.
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 Oh,
it's not what you think, but God is getting ready, amen, to pour down his wrath. And don't you be caught,
yes,
amen, like old folks said, don't you be caught with your britches down at the wrong time. Come on here, somebody. If you in Babylon, come out of Babylon. Come out of her in the natural. Come out of her in the spirit. Why? Because God is calling us out. Come on here, somebody.
Never
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
How many know that the name Babylon came from the name Babel? Come on here, somebody. They came from the tower that they tried to build to knock God out of heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And they got so close because they had one language at that time. They had one language. Hallelujah. How many know they still got one language?
Hallelujah.
But how many know that God go confound that language too? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't hear me this morning what the Lord is saying. He said, I'm getting ready to confound their languages. Come on here, somebody. They're going to go to start talking, and they're going to mess around there, and God's going to bring confusion because everything is about a code. Come on here, somebody. They got everything coded. What you think the four horsemen are? They are codes. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
And we trying to get plugged in their system, plugged into their languages. And God is saying, you better get into the language of heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
I just realized that prophesy, boy. You better get into the language of heaven. Hallelujah. You better hear what heaven is saying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We trying to get plugged into their language. We trying to get plugged into what they saying. God is saying, you better get plugged into the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
I don't know.
There's going to come a time that we're going to have to pray and talk in the Holy Ghost to each other. Y'all don't hear me this morning. God is saying there is coming a time soon that we're not going to be able to talk to each other in English. Y'all better hear the prophet. God is saying the only way we're going to be able to communicate is through the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. How many know that heaven has his own language? Come on here, somebody. And everybody can't speak the language of heaven. Come on here, somebody. Some of us got tongues, but they're not from heaven. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying that the tongues that we got, if it can't call down heaven, if heaven don't respond to your tongue, then you don't have the real ones. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise God for your prayer language. Somebody praise God to have the real Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come out of her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because she has become the great whore.
Take it dirty.
I don't know if y'all hearing me, but she has become the great whore. Babylon has. She ain't just a whore. She's become the great whore. Why? Because everybody has went into her. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
How many of you know that you don't want something that everybody done been into?
Amen.
Because when you give something that everybody done been into, you can catch things like that. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Let me tell you how bad it done got, y'all. Hallelujah. Listen to the prophet this morning. There used to be a cure for STDs. Come on here, somebody.
I know more.
But there ain't no cure no more. You kept it now. You got it. You stuck with it. Come on here, somebody. You used to complain and get away with it. Now you play. Now you stuck. Come on here, somebody. You stuck like a Mack truck. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But God is saying in this hour, don't have nothing to do with Babylon. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
God confounded their language and then bring them back together to the book of Acts. Come on here, somebody. He didn't bring the languages back together until the book of Acts. Come on here, somebody. Where they was up in the upper room and Peter was and then was praying, the 120 was praying for the Holy Ghost to come back. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But God said he ain't doing that no more.
Wait a minute.
He had already done that. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, come on.
Y'all waiting on Pentecost to fall again? It done already came.
Wow.
So God is saying your prayer language right now, you better build it up in your most holy faith. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Build it up in your most holy faith. Because God is saying, in a minute, you get ready to talk to your brother and sister in your heavenly language. And the only way you're going to be able to answer them is that you got to have the real Holy Ghost.
Come on now, Pastor.
You're not going to be able to answer me if you ain't got the real thing. Hey, I feel that thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, look at that old coat. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise in the Holy Ghost right now.
Hallelujah.
And the people that didn't have the Holy Ghost in Acts, they were wondering how were they able to talk in tongues and understand what each other was saying. How are you able to talk in tongues and able to understand what each other is saying in the Holy Ghost?
Woo!
Hallelujah. Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, ain't no confusion on our line. Come on here, somebody. Ain't no confusion on my line. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost of God is still moving. I'm going to go talk about something. That's how we're going to be able to recognize each other, child of God. Amen. Because we're going to be able to speak the same language in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my God is real. Come on here, somebody. I serve a real God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised.
I dare you to start talking to him in the Holy Ghost because he'll settle. The Bible says, and he settled them. Hallelujah. God said, I want to settle you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shababa, Sweetie, Tada, Mama, Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Do you feel him on you today? Hallelujah.
Hey,
we thank God, hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, we're being spared from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. We just give him the praise, the honor. We lift him up. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. For your man of God. We thank you for the vessel. Hallelujah. Amen. That you have poured out on the all that you poured out of your vessel on today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue, hallelujah, to fill him up with your knowledge and your wisdom, Lord. And we want to praise you. We want to magnify you for him, Lord. Continue to bless him, his wife, his offspring, Lord, blessing the generations to come. And we praise you, Lord. And we magnify you. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Give God the most praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy to be magnified.
And good.
Yes,
we praise God on today and we magnify his name. We lift him up. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
We want to open up the line. Amen. Do we have any testimonies? Any prayer requests on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. The phone line. Amen. Go
praise
right
the Lord.
Ahead.
Praise the Lord, brother Elder Andre and First Lady. And praise the Lord, Apostle and First Lady Tiana. I just thank God for the day. For a couple of days, I ain't been able to walk. I ain't been able to walk. I lost my ability to walk.
Thank
so
you,
I
Lord.
Just stayed on the word. I just stayed on that word. Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for my transgressions, a bruise for my iniquity. Since I've hit my pieces up on him, and by his stripes I'm healed. I got up this morning pain free, and I'm able to walk. And that ain't can't nobody do it but him. Nobody
Hallelujah.
I couldn't even walk. I haven't even been on a prayer line for the last couple days. All I've been doing is taking pain pills and going to sleep because I was hurting so bad in my body. And if that's one that leg, I just couldn't let my I couldn't walk on it. And I tried to get up one morning, I fell down and I said, Lord, you got to heal this because I got to be able to walk. I got to be mobile. And I just kept standing on my word. And this morning I got up and I had no pain, and I'm walking with no pain. And I just thank Yahshua for that. And I thank all you guys for prayer, because prayer is something else. Because I'm a praying woman. I stay in prayer. And I just thank God for prayer. Prayer changes things. This morning, you gotta have a effective prayer life. And I just thank God for being able to pray. Even though I couldn't walk, I stayed praying. And I just thank God for you guys. I thank God you guys keeping me up in prayer. And just pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. He a healer, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is a healer.
We thank God for healing on the day, restoration on the day. Hallelujah. We thank you woke up pain-free and to walk on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And Brother Andre, I got a testimony for y'all from my friend because she takes care of her husband, so she can't get on the line too much because he needs total care. But somebody called them, I guess their old friend or somebody they used to know, whatever church they used to go to. They pay and they rent up for a whole year. God is good.
Hallelujah.
They paying their rent up for a whole year. The one that husband had to open heart surgery. Somebody called him, an old friend of somebody. Paying their rent up for a whole year. That is nobody besides.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A whole year. went paid up. Glory to God. One less thing they got to worry about. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says the Heavenly Father knows what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He know what you need. Hallelujah. And he's going to supply all of your needs. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. According to his wisdom and glory. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for both of those testimonies. Hallelujah. God is a healer. Hallelujah. A restorer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and a provider. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Any other testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on today? Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on today. Hallelujah. He is truly moving. Hallelujah. He is truly good. Hallelujah. He said, amen. His truth endures to all generations. He ain't stopped healing folks. Hallelujah. He ain't stopped providing. He ain't stopped being a miracle worker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He the same yesterday and staying forevermore. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on today. We've truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will be back online on Monday night. Hallelujah. Amen. Make sure you call in and join in with us. Hallelujah. For more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want to, hallelujah. Amen. Send a donation. Praise God. Those of you on the line know how to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you, bless the name of the Lord. If you're not online, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you're listening to the recording. Praise God, and you want to learn more, hallelujah, about you want to learn more about, hallelujah, the ministry, praise God, you can reach the apostle at 562-542-7794, amen, that's 562-542-7794. Bless the name of the Lord. And once again, we've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the testimonies on today. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and a benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Peace and blessings to all, and peace and blessings to you, Elder, as well. Amen, my dear brother. Amen. So if all hearts are clear and all minds are clear, amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. So no one has anything that you want to say at this time before I close it out? Amen. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise this morning. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the overflow. Lord, thank you, Lord, for us being able to talk to each other in our heavenly language. Thank you, Lord, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the language of heaven, God. We just give you praise, God. We're going to be able to talk to our brother and sister in our heavenly language. We just give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, God. We bind the hand of the enemy and rebuke every devil and demon. So we thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do for us in this hour. We give you the praise and you the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give God the glory right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. So I'm saying, I get over to your hands, Elder. Peace and blessings to you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. On behalf of everybody on the line today, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God and don't forget to see. Go ahead and pray and see what God can manifest in your life on today. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God and we're going to see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On More Than an Hour of Power. Glory to God. On today, hallelujah.
happy.